going to be reading from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 through 25. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him.
You know, as we hear the reading of the scripture PJ has just shared with us, and thanks so much, PJ, for doing that, we know that God's love never ends for us. We know that. 5 years ago, folks, when we started this church, I just want to speak for a few moments and about God's faithfulness and his love and where he, how we got here to where we're at right now. 5 years ago, we were in a denomination that I felt like my hands were tied. I couldn't do and couldn't say and couldn't be where I really needed to be. And so we began to discuss about 7 years ago. We began, me and Brian, Tammy and PJ, we began to discuss what it would look like if we had a church like this. And heck, we're just crazy enough, we might try it. And so it took about a year, and then we decided we would. And then it worked. We worked on this for about a full year, folks, putting it together. So God was with us. His faithfulness, his love for us in doing this, his work went before us. Everything we done, he was there before we were. And even our thoughts. Last 10 years or so, about 5 years before we started, I had been kind of feeling like that I was tied and I couldn't do the things I really needed to do. And so when we began to think about this, I said, Lord, I don't want to do it. I want somebody else to do it. So I was going to send Brian on a little mission of his own for about 4 or 5 months. And Tommy, wherever Tommy's at, he helped me out with that, and kind of we got in a hurry and it got picked up, and everything was put forward real fast. So that was a wonderful, wonderful thing. So in God's faithfulness, folks, he put it to work. He made everything fall into place. And you sometimes wonder, I know a lot of y'all, this is maybe the first time you've heard us talk about this. A lot of you have been here since day one. But the Sunday that was going to be our last Sunday at our other churches, and then this next Sunday was going to be our first church with Grace Life. But we didn't know where we were going to have a church. We didn't know where the building would be. We didn't know if we was going to be under a tree. We didn't know what was going to be going on. We just knew we were going to have church. And so that was what we were just stepping out on faith. And God was ahead of us. He was ahead of us so much. The day that we left our church that Sunday, people had handed us love offerings. And to confirm the fact that we knew that God had in good intentions of this church going and starting and going, we were handed $3,700. And we looked for a building on Monday. We found the Enoch building. And guess what the rent was? You had to pay it for 3 months. Guess what it was? $3,750. I was 50 short. But we were right there. God had just, he had provided everything that we needed. And that, to me, folks, is the confirmation I needed. I needed that confirmation that we had, he had given me everything we needed to start that church. And all you had to do, Mike, is to show up. And you and Brian preach the word. And folks, out of that, his mercies are afresh each morning. I can never tell you how wonderful that his mercies have been to me and Tammy and Brian and PJ as y'all's leaders. But to y'all, his mercies are afresh each morning. We have come together as a church, Grace Life Church, and to me, folks, it is a wonderful, wonderful body of Christ. The church family that has come together to make up Grace Life is awesome. It is awesome. When one of us needs something, all of us need something. When one of us needs prayer, we all need prayer. When, you know, we all jump right in and pray for everyone, we take care of whatever the need might be. And it's not only me and Brian doing this, it's all of y'all doing it. And it's so wonderful when we see everybody willing to jump in and to help us. That church family is so, so, so wonderful. But folks, I want you to stop and think about God. This church is His. We're only here because He allows us to be here. We're only His, you know, guide, maybe His, the one that leads y'all. Me and Brian are only here because He allows us to be. Already in 5 years that we've been here, we see Chad. He's come up. He's been raised up. And he's looking, and he's in seminary, and he's looking to come along with us, help us. But who knows? The Lord may send him somewhere else. I mean, we don't know, you know, but we hope that he's here to help us because we're going to need him. And he helps so much right now. And Chad's abilities are wonderful to have with us. He does so much as helping me and Brian. And so we want you to pay attention to Chad, because really and truly, folks, when you begin a church or start a church, your goal should be that we should be making ministers. We should be making disciples. We need to be sending everybody out into the community and into the world. And so, you know, when you can make ministers and already making one in 5 years, I think we've done real well. Real well. And we may have some more. I see more in this congregation that could very well do what Chad is doing. Very well. And to the younger people, this is y'all's church. I'm old. At some point I got to sit down. I couldn't even think of nobody's name this morning. I mean, it's just, you get old, and sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. And Brenda and Sheila, you know, I should have been able to call their name just like mine, but it just sometimes you things happen. But, folks, as we look at the inheritance that the kids and the young people and the middle-aged people have, and the work of you're inheriting a work from God, there's a lot of work to be done in this through this church. And we want you to know and understand that you're inheriting a lot of work. You're inheriting a church as all the older ones get old and we end up going to be with the Lord. But let me tell you, that work that you're inheriting, it's by the grace of God that He allows you to do it. It's by His grace that we have that opportunity. It's by His grace that we should just be so willing to jump in and do it and have a wonderful, wonderful feeling about it. But just stop and think about the hope that we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That inheritance that we will have one day is so, so wonderful, folks. We will be sitting praising God, and it will be the 5th anniversary of our being there with Him, and we'll be at His feet praising Him, and it will be such a beautiful, beautiful time, and you will have such a beautiful place there in His presence. And He said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you. So that's Him speaking, not me. So I know that we have a great inheritance waiting for us. We have a great inheritance that he's placed upon us here to take this church and to go forward. And folks, in 5 years that we've been here, I can never, ever tell you how much I love each and every one of y'all. Y'all mean so much to me, and I know to Brian as well. It's awesome how y'all have loved us, loved our families, how you've accepted us, and how you've allowed us to be your teacher and to teach you and to preach to you on Sunday morning. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So we can never give God enough praise for him being faithful to us and starting this church and allowing us to be the part of it. And I hope that each and every one of y'all feel the same way, that he has brought you here for a reason. And he has not, it's not for everybody, but for the ones that love it and the ones that love being in his presence and hearing the word each Sunday, it is for y'all. And this is what he's laid on our hearts, that we should teach his word, not something that me and Brian want to teach or tell you. That's, you know, I tell you a lot of funny stuff and stuff that happens, but the basic thing is the word of God at Grace Life Church. Amen. So I'm going to let Brian talk a while and see what he's got to say.
All right, somebody say amen. I just want to make sure you're not dead. Okay, just checking on you. It's awfully quiet for a fifth anniversary. Thank you. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate that. There's no sermon today. If you're visiting with us, this is a unique Sunday. There's no sermon today, so we're both going to talk. So that's how it's going to go. But guys, hasn't God been so faithful? Amen. Hasn't he been so faithful? I echo everything Mike has said. I am incredibly honored to stand alongside Mike each and every day. And PJ and I, so incredibly honored to stand alongside Mike and Tammy. When we sang that song, Irvin, I love you, Lord. You have led me through the fire. God has, that's so true for Mike and Tammy. And anybody that knows the situation that they walked through to get us here, the Lord through them in their life and in their ministry, and we're grateful. And I hope you guys, I know y'all, because I know you. I know you're singing of the goodness of God, and I pray that we can continue to do that as well. Just wanted to say a few words today just to commemorate this moment. This is the longest I've ever stayed at any church I've ever been a part of. I've busted them apart before 5 years. Just busted them apart. Somebody told me Wednesday night, they said, man, Brian, we're almost there to 5 years. I said, yeah, but man, I got till Saturday to nosedive this plane, buddy. You know what I'm saying? So I just want you to know, it's just been a part of it. If you're visiting with us today, we want you to know. We're glad that you're here. We're honored that you're celebrating with us. I promise you, if you come back next week, we're going to start in a new summer series for the fall, our anniversary, to remind us of the DNA of a healthy church and what that looks like and how we hope and pray that we see that here at Grace Life. But I was listening to the lyrics of an old hymn this past week, Great is Thy Faithfulness, and it's one of my earliest memories of being in church. I remember standing next to my parents and my grandparents, my aunts and my uncles and my cousins on a Sunday morning listening to this hymn sung, hearing these beautiful words of truth. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Can't we sing that this morning, church? My goodness. I can still hear these words ringing in my head this morning. Thomas Chrislam was 27 years old when he wrote this great hymn. He was an American songwriter whose inspiration came from his favorite passages of scripture that PJ was so kind to read this morning, Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. As PJ and I and Mike and Tammy were dialoguing through text message this past week about what verse we could land on to kind of center this entire service around, we kept coming back to this verse. When we came across this one and we shared it, we all knew that it was the focal point of this morning. And as a young child still exploring what it meant to be a follower of Jesus, those words meant very little to me as I heard them sung many Sunday mornings. However, much has changed over the past, Wednesday will be 46 years. I've come to appreciate the personal implications of this profound truth, great is thy faithfulness, found in Scripture. I realize now that faithfulness takes time to demonstrate, and it's only through the fulfillment of God's promises in my life that I can now testify to God's great faithfulness. And according to Mr. Webster in his dictionary, the word faithful is an adjective that means steadfast in affection and allegiance or loyal. Over the past 5 years, as one of the pastors here at Grace Life Church, I've had a front row seat to God's faithfulness in, to, and through our entire church family. Amid a global pandemic, political division, and what has felt like unrest in every corner of our country and this world, and one of my most challenging seasons of leadership, I've experienced, and I can testify that all that I have needed, God's hand has provided, church. And as we reflect over the past 5 years and celebrate together God's great faithfulness to us, I'm challenged to consider how faithfulness is being lived out in my life as a follower of Jesus. While God continues to demonstrate his faithfulness to me, I find myself asking, God, how am I demonstrating my faithfulness to you and to those around me? Faithfulness to God, church, is demonstrated through daily rhythms and daily disciplines. Here at Grace Life, we use familiar language to describe these disciplines, connecting to God through his word and in worship and discipleship, connecting with others through fellowship, using our gifts in service and in ministry, all the while sharing the old, old story of Jesus and his love. And when we do this, we open more of our lives to the transformational power of God and enable ourselves and others to experience true life change in Jesus. So this morning, my words are very few. I want to challenge each one of us to ask ourselves, how great is my faithfulness? And to ask one another, how great is your faithfulness? Am I spending time regularly with Jesus and God's word growing as a disciple of Christ? Am I consistently spending time with others in fellowship to be challenged with my walk with Christ? Am I using my time, my talents, my treasures, my gifts, my service, my witness for God's purposes through his local church body to serve and build up the kingdom of God? And am I sharing my faith with those in the world around me? These are the questions I want to ask myself every morning as I reflect on and appreciate the new mercies that I see from God. And as we enter to the next chapter of Grace Life Church, may we do so remembering, celebrating, and declaring of God's faithfulness to us these past 5 years. And then looking to the future with great anticipation and a vibrant hope, each playing our part individually as a part of this local body of Christ, to assure that we can see and celebrate, as Mike said, God's faithfulness in the future and watch him do great things for years to come. I want to say thank you for your continued faithfulness to Grace Life Church family. I hope you will join the entire Grace Life Church family in celebrating God's great faithfulness to and through all of us who continue on our journey together toward a gospel-centered community in 2025 and beyond. Can we all say this? To God be the glory for his great faithfulness to us. Amen? Amen. I want to give you guys, Mike and I, we kind of tossed this around a little bit, but we would love to give you all an opportunity. I used to work at a funeral home, and the scariest funerals were when they opened the pulpit. So we're not going to open the pulpit. Woo! Let me give you, this is just a side note. If you ever do that in a family funeral, like somebody needs to land, somebody needs to take off and somebody needs to land, okay? If you don't, it goes south in a hurry. But I thought about just some time for congregational Thanksgivings. If you could, and everybody's loud here, we know that because like it's hard to get started. That's why we got the timer up there. Thank you. Everybody's loud, so you can just kind of speak up and voice it out. If you could describe what Grace Life Church has meant to you in one, two, or three words, not four sentences, but a few words, what would it be? I just want to give you guys an opportunity to share. Love.
Biblical.
Hope. Grace. Truth. Trust. Praise God. Just shout it out. This is good. I think this is what they did in the book of Acts. They weren't too sophisticated. Spirit-led fellowship, yes. Strength. Community. Purpose. Anybody else? A big family.
Acceptance.
Guidance.
Trust.
Connection. Connection. Love that word. Anybody else? Said faithful.
Encouragement.
A refuge. Wow.
Dedicated.
Letting go of traditions to pursue that which God has called us to. I hope you hear these words. It's good for you to speak those words to one another. It's good for us to hear as the body of Christ. And as we turn the page to this next chapter and we look out to God's continued faithfulness, may we remember this day and remember these words. And may we take all those things that we're grateful and thankful for and may we carry them into the future with who we are. Well, I'm going to offer a prayer this morning of just gratitude to God for all that He's done. And we will thank God for the way He's blessed us just this morning and ask His continued hands of blessing upon us. But if you would, let's just take a few minutes just in silent prayer there in our seat, and then I will lead us in our prayer of gratitude. God, great is your faithfulness to us. We are so thankful for that promise and that truth that we stand boldly on this morning as the people of God known as Grace Life Church of Paris. God, thank you that your mercies and graces are new each morning. And just when we think that we have gone to that tank and dispensed every bit of those graces and mercies that we can for the day, when you rise our head up off our pillows to meet you already at work in a new day, God, you tell us those graces and mercies are new every morning. And so, God, we thank you for who you are and who you say and promise that you will be to us as your children. God, for these past 5 years, we give you thanks. We thank you that we've seen you in the great and in the small and everything in between. In early days when a global pandemic did not allow us to even gather together in a building. God, and we sat in cars and listened to a radio station. God, and a few people were in a building making things happen. And God, those days when we couldn't afford an offering plate and we took up money out of an ice cream bucket and people outside in earmuffs making sure that the collection got taken so that your work could continue in this place, God. And now you've brought us here to the beautiful Parisian theater that Larry and Jeannie have allowed to become our home on Sundays. And God, we're just in awe of who you are and how good and faithful you've been to us. Thank you for the Roland family and allowing us to be at ACES for 4 years. And we're grateful for the community of Christ now that have allowed us to be in their building. And God, all the work you're continuing to do in the life of Grace Life Church, God. As we look around, you've met every one of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And for that, we say thank you. Would you continue to be with us as we journey toward being a gospel-centered community? Would you chain us to your word? God, would we make sure that we preach Christ and Him crucified and nothing else? May you draw people. May you strengthen those of us who are here. And God, may you equip us to go out and tell the world of just how faithful you are. God, this morning as we have given, as we've come in today, God, we pray that you would take this offering and that you would continue to show yourself strong and faithful in Grace Life Church, that you would use it for the upbuilding of your kingdom in and through this place and around the world. And Father, may we always be a people of God who sings of your great name and desires for your glory to shine forth in and through our lives in this place. Continue to bless us, God, as we sing and as we celebrate your faithfulness this morning. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.